There's a bit of a Harvard theme going on here. We spoke about Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. He was arrested last year at his Cambridge, Massachusetts home. And for just a moment, it focused the nation on some racial schisms that still exist. Yesterday, we spoke with another Harvard professor, Charles Ogletree. He happened to serve as Professor Gates' legal counsel. And he wrote a book called The Presumption of Guilt, The Arrest of Henry Louis Gates Jr. and Race, Class, and Crime in America.
And we asked Charles Ogletree in a conversation yesterday if a year later our society is still subject to some of those deep divides put on national display during that incident. But some takeaway listeners asked, were we ever that divided? On our website, listener Charles takes issue with Ogletree's premise. He writes that there was never a presumption of guilt in the case. Nothing in this case was ever cast doubt on Skip Gates' presumption of innocence. Gates was never charged with a breaking and entering. Gates was only properly charged with disorderly conduct. Ogletree gives the impression that Gates simply provided the ID upon request. I suggest that is a misleading version of the event. Video of Gates screaming as he is led from the porch of the home is enough to cast doubt on Ogletree's version.
Over the phone, our listeners debated about whether or not race was as central to the Gates arrest as it's often made out to be.
This is Nick in Cliffside Park, New Jersey. Contempt of cop sums it up, and I think that if the contempt comes from a minority person, I think that the police officer is probably more likely to react with an arrest than otherwise. And it doesn't mean that the officer is some kind of outright conscious racist. It's far more subtle than that.
Well, another listener says that race played almost no role in the Skip Gates arrest scandal.
Hi, this is Chris in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So I still think that the whole point of the story has been completely missed. I still think after all this time, it was a class issue, not a color or race issue. Mr. Gates said to the officer, "You don't know who you're messing with," things like that. That's not something that an oppressed minority says to an authority figure, quote unquote. That's somebody with a class difference says down to another class. And President Obama represents the same class as Mr. Gates, and that's why he said that the police act is stupid.
Well, what's your view? You know how to reach us at 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.